Mi bastia con tu darmi che past the praising altar, Lord, I want to see your face. Pass me by above people and the priest who sing your praise. Hunger and thirst after righteousness, but it's all in tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, take me by the blood of the Lamb. Oh, take me, Lord. Oh, take me to the holiness of holies. Oh, take me, Lord. My lips, here I am. Take the cold tonight. Take the we enter in tonight. Hallelujah. We enter in to the temple. Give thanks to the ancient of days to honor him through his mercies unto
privilege to be here tonight. It's never been easy to stand before the children of God, but God has given us the privilege to stand. That's why we are here tonight. Let's open our Bible to the book of Revelation, chapter 20. Revelation, chapter 20. We read one verse there, verse 6. You have your Bible ready. Revelation 20. Blessed and holy is he that has a part in the first resurrection. On such the second death has no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. And when 1,000 years are expired, the sentence shall be loosed out of his prison, and shall go out to deceive the nation which are in the four quarters of each Gog and Magog, to gather them together to the battle, the number of whom is as sad as the sea. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Go from 19 to 26. If is this life all we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruit of them that slept. For since by man came death, and by man came also the resurrection of death, for as in Adam all died, even so in Christ shall all be alive. But every man in his own order, Christ the first fruit, afterward they that are Christ at his coming. Then come the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority under power. For he must reign till he has put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. Let's go to John, our last reading, John chapter 11, from 21 to 26. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hast been there, my brethren has not died. But I know that even now, whosoever thou will ask of God, God will give it thee. And Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. And Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. And Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believe in me, true, he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believe in me shall never die. Believe thou this? Let us bow our head and offer a word of prayer. Wonderful Jesus, this evening we come together with my brethren and sister in this place to thank you for the privilege that you have given to us. Father, my brother has made a wonderful prayer. What we can ask you is just to put human element aside, and you shall be able to speak to thy people that has been their fuel to come in this place, not to see a man, but surely to meet with thee. That we accept according to thy word. You say, where two or three are gathered in thy name, you shall be in their midst. And we are more than ten here, which believe that you are in our midst, Father. And you're going to perform the purpose by which you made us gather in this place. Father, I have nothing in me that I could give to these people, Father, but you have made man a co-worker with thee, Father. That the prophet says the gift is the ability to put yourself aside and let the Lord use you. That why I am putting aside myself tonight, that you shall use me for your glory and your purpose, Father. Bless this congregation, bless the soul of everybody that is present here, that you shall be with us. And we come at the end of this meeting, we shall say that it was good to be in thy house. Father, bless everybody, Father. Bless our pastor, bless this congregation. In the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. You maybe have a seat. We just want to look at something here. We want to look at something on the resurrection. We start with our scripture from Revelation chapter 20. We take verse 6. It says, blessed and holy is he that has a part in the first resurrection. On such the second death has no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. It's something, it's a great privilege that is given to this particular group of the people that will have a part in the first resurrection. It's something that you can't overemphasize it, the importance of this group of the people, because our Christian life, actually, as Paul says, if just we have hope in this life, then we are most miserable people, because this life has a short time that we are in. And the prophet said the average is 70 years that man can live on this earth. If we can put our all effort, study up to certain age, to make this life comfortable. But what about a 1,000 years that is given to these people that will come at the first resurrection? Now we know that God from Eden, when he created Adam, he wanted Adam to live 1,000 years. But something happened in the course of time, and Adam missed it. And sin came in, and there was a separation from God and man. And God had to use another system that man could approach him, that they could be able to be accepted before God. And that it wasn't enough with God, because God wanted something very personal. He wanted to spend time with his people. And he wanted to manifest himself, his love to his people. And we see what happened there, and man could not live 1,000 years anymore. And it was cut. We know that the man who lived most in this earth longer, it was 945 or 65 or something like that. But now God's desire was to spend 1,000 years with his people. That was the desire of God. And we know that Paul tells us that those who are in Christ, they don't die, they sleep. And Christ himself, he confirmed it in the book of John chapter 11, as we read. He said, if someone believes in me, even though he die, he shall live again. That's right. And he's speaking the notion of a resurrection. He's speaking about immortality, that having the life of God in you. And we see that this category of the people that will come at the first resurrection, they have a great privilege. They have quite a number of the privilege that they have. The first thing you will see that they will come at the resurrection. They will bypass the judgment. They will face no judgment. And the second thing, they will have 1,000 years with the Lord. And they will sit together. As we go far, you will see they will be able to judge this world. They have given a great privilege, a great number of the things that if you were looking for life, you will invest for it. Because these things that are given, it's like a package for you work. If you want to work somewhere and the package of the salary is very good, you will be attracted to it. But these people also, they've been pushed, they have been motivated by something that nobody else will get except themselves. And they will be able to come at the first resurrection. And we know that the first resurrection is the people that go into the rapture. Now here in Revelation chapter 20, and it's speaking here about the rapture. It's speaking here about the body change, something that will change from this body and to go to another body. As we know that there's three different kind of body. There's an earthly body, there's a celestial body, and there's a glorified body. And all those bodies, why it is a tree? Because God's perfect number is a tree. He ran everything by three. And God, when he does everything, it always uses a tree as a perfect number. The prophet tells us there's three exodus, the first one, the second, and the third. And we see that things always work that way. And the prophet tells us that Moses also, he has to go through stage. He has three times 40. 40 when he was in Egypt, 40 when he was in desert, and 40 when he was 120 years old. And it's always God perfect in three. It's the way that he does his things. Now we want to look a bit careful on these things, because it's a great privilege, and there's given resource for people to be able to come at the first resurrection. Because not everybody that will come at the first resurrection, because the scripture tells us that there is a second resurrection, that other people will come there. But there's a privileged group of the people that will come at the first resurrection. I think that the aim of ourselves coming here, that the aim of us sacrificing our youth, that we shall be able to have 1,000 years with the Lord. But if it wasn't the case, I will not sacrifice my youth for nothing. I sacrifice because I know that there is something better in store for me. Because you always sacrifice something that has no value to something that has a value. Now we sacrifice this life that we are living in here. And we found that the pleasure of this world has no, you can't compare it with the coming glory. You find that there is something that's more greater that is coming, that the Lord has made in store for us. And the Lord has prepared these things. If the Lord has prepared it for us, which it means he has made all the resources available for us, amen, not to miss it. Because the Lord can't ask us something that we will not be able to do it. Amen. And if he has prepared the first resurrection for us, which it means he has provided all the means that we need to take part of it. Now we see that there's so many people, all the church at the moment, denomination church, you speak with the people, they tell you that they are waiting at the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Everybody is under expectation, but we know that not everybody, according to the scripture, that will take part at the first resurrection. Everybody will take part at the second resurrection, but not the first resurrection. Because the first resurrection is the rapture. It's a select group of the people that will take part of it. And that is the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. That the only group that will take part at the first resurrection. There's no other group that will take part in that first resurrection. It's a category of the people that God himself, he has chosen through the ages to bring them to a place where they can have the life of Christ in them. But we see that Christ tells us that if you believe in me, and though you are dead, you shall live again. Amen. Now, you believe when you are alive. And you believe when you make your personal decision. Not someone that makes the decision for you. You make your own decision to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. That the first thing to do, you make your decision. You say, I will believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. And once you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you are in the process of immortality. Because you can't come out from there. When the trumpet shall sound, when the voice of the archangel shall sound, not everybody that will be able to hear that voice. It's only someone that has the gem of eternal life inside of him. It's someone that has something inside of him. Because the deep call to the deep. If it wasn't the case, everybody will have come out of that first resurrection. But a special group of the people that before they could go, before they could depart from this body, they have given the privilege to receive the life while they were in this earth. Now we will see the process of receiving that life. It's the same journey as we say that God is perfect in three. And there's three stages for you to receive that gem of life. Now we see that death is not the way we think that death is. And the prophet explained to us and he tells us that death is not the way we think of the physical body. And he says, if someone tell you that Barabbas is dead, never believe it. Because a Christian can't die. He sleep. Because Barabbas can't die, you can't die. And I can't die. Because we have something. We have immortality inside of us. Now there is only one eternal life. And that life comes from God alone. And God has provided a way that he give that life to his seed, to his people. Because there is no point if you don't have eternal life here, you can't have it there. You have it here on earth. That's where you receive the eternal life. Because this class group of the people, they were given a privilege also that they have a chance to go to the supper, to the lamb supper, to the wedding supper. That's a select group of the people. Not everybody that will take part there. And we see from the Old Testament, the way God make choice through the shadow, the way God make choice to his children, God has a special way of making choice to his children. And we will know exactly why these people only, that we have chance to go and have 1,000 years with the Lord. Not everybody else. And we saw that God, in the shadow, the way of choosing a bride for his son, he showed it clearly. And if you look in the book of Genesis, chapter 24, because Isaac being the type of the Lord Jesus Christ, and Abraham the type of God, and Rebecca the type of the bride, which is going to the wedding supper, which is going to reign 1,000 years with the Lord. And God has laid the foundation there, and he showed us that God has given charge, he has given confidence, the fiduciary duty to a certain man called by the name of Eliezer, and go choose a wife for my son Isaac. That way, that God way of doing things. He sent Eliezer to choose a bride for Isaac. And we know when Eliezer went to choose the bride for Isaac, and she met with Rebecca. And Rebecca, when she came at time of making the decision, the prophet said that Eliezer has to deal with two people. It was the mother and the brother. It was the pastor and the church that he has to deal with them. That to make Rebecca free, that she should go and join Isaac. Now we see that when Rebecca came, they asked the young lady that this matter of marriage, we can't force our daughter. We will ask herself if she's willing to go. And when they ask Rebecca, I think Genesis 24 in verse 56, if I'm not misquoting, and you will see that they ask her, will you go with this man? And she says, I will go. She make a clean and cut decision herself that I will go with this man. And she knew that this man, he didn't come from nowhere. He come for the business of his king Abraham. He come for the business of his master Abraham. It's the same way when God sent the prophet in our time. And you and I, being Rebecca, we have the ability to recognize that this man didn't come for his own business. He came for the business of the king. He was trusted by God to make the choice of Rebecca. And when he came, we accept him. And the prophet tells us, as they go now, they are walking back to meet Isaac. And something happened on the road that Rebecca now was on the camel, which represents the word of God. When she was going on the camel now, and from far she saw Isaac that came halfway from the house of Abraham to meet her on the field, which represents the heir. The prophet says, we're going to meet our bridegroom, the Lord Jesus Christ, in the air. Because he has to come a halfway from Abraham's house now. And to come, he left there and come to the field and meet with Rebecca, and he took Rebecca now to the palace. Now they went to the master house where Rebecca is supposed to be. And when they went there, the scripture tells us very well in the book of 1 Thessalonians. Let's go to 1 Thessalonians and to see how these things will take place and show us exactly that something has to take place there. And 1 Thessalonians chapter 13. Let's go now. But I will not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as other which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even them also which sleep in Jesus, will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with a voice of archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and dead in Christ shall rise first. Now we see that the Lord has to do something. That we see that why we link Revelation chapter 20 verse 6 with the second coming of the Lord, with the rapture. Because we saw from the type that Isaac has to come halfway from his father home to come and meet with Rebecca on the field. And the Lord Jesus Christ, the prophet tells us, when he's descending from heaven, three things must happen. The shout, the voice of the archangel, and the trumpet shall sound. Now, remember that one thing's already happened. Because the prophet tells us that the voice is the message of the hour. It's the lamp trimming time. That making sure that bring the bride of the Lord Jesus together. Which it means that we are already on the process of the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because something already happened. Because the voice is already happened. The prophet come with the voice that Rebecca should be herself ready to go and meet with Isaac. Now we see that these things, it's very important in the life of the believer, especially message believer. And you have to make sure, because the prophet tells us that in the church ages, and he says, there's so many church at the moment, Presbyterian, Methodist, everybody is preaching about the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Everybody know about it. But who are those that are going to take part at the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ? At the resurrection. And we see from type that these people must receive someone. They must receive someone from God that come to heart for a bride for the Son of God. And now these people, they must receive something that they will be able to recognize that voice when the voice of the archangel in the spoken word, the rapture, the prophet tell us, and he quote the scripture from John 11 and 38 and 40, and 40, and he says, the same voice that happened in the time of Lazarus, the same voice that called Lazarus from the dead, the same voice that spoke there, it's the same voice that will bring forth the dead in Christ. Amen. That will bring them. Now, we will not go ahead of the dead in Christ. We are in the process, but we are not yet in the rapture. Because death of in Christ, they must come first. Right. Now, at that time, for Lazarus to be able to hear the voice of the Lord Jesus Christ, he must have that voice inside of him. Otherwise, he will not be able to hear that voice. Something must happen during Lazarus' lifetime. He must have that voice inside of him. Now, in the first resurrection, it's the same thing that's going to happen. For you to be able to come out of there, you must have that voice inside of you. And the only way you can get that voice, there's a three-stage journey. That way, you're going to get that voice. Because God is perfect in three. Right. Now, for you to have that life, that gem of life inside of you, you must go through the same thing. Because the prophet tells us here, in the spoken word, Jehovah Jireh, it was preached in 1955. It was on the 17th of November. He said, you may go to church and act like a Christian, pretend to be a Christian. But brother, if that gem of immortality life of the Holy Ghost is not resting in your soul, you will never raise in the resurrection. You will never raise in the first resurrection. That gem of life must be inside of you. That gem of life of God must be inside of you for you to be able to come at the resurrection. Because not everybody that will come at the resurrection, not everybody that will be able to hear that voice. Because some of us that are alive, we will be caught in a twinkling of an eye. But our brethren who already died, before them to be able to come out from there, in their lifetime, they must be able to receive that gem of life. If they could not receive that gem of life, it wasn't possible for them to go, to come at the resurrection. Now there's a process that the prophet tells us for the life to come in the life of someone. He said, if you take, for example, a woman, for the life to come first, when the woman is pregnant, the prophet say there's three things that must happen. It must be breaking of water, and it must be blood, and the life come. That's the procedure of coming to life. Now, in the natural, it's the same thing. When we come to Christ, we must go through the baptism of water, and we go in the water, then we go through the sanctification. That stage, the second stage, it's very important in the life of each of us. And that stage, the prophet said, you can find it also in denomination church. But the third stage is the most important, because the life must come inside of you. And we see that everything, it works the same way. When in the shadow of the Old Testament, when Elijah and Elisha, they have to go, you have the journey for him to receive the double portion of the spirit of Elijah, which was the mantle represent the Holy Spirit. The prophet say Elisha has to go three stage journey. The first, he has to come out Gilgal, and has to go Jordan, where dead to himself. Before he could cross Jordan, he must die completely to himself. Everything has to become new. Everything must change. Die from his own way of seeing things. Die from his old nature. Because we are born separate with God. Because of the Adamic nature that you are born with it. It is separate from God. That's what makes the separation from God. But God at the same time, he has provided a way of bringing us back. Because in Eden, God says to Adam, but from the day you're going to eat that fruit, from the fruit of the knowledge of evil, of the good and the evil, you shall die. Now, when he ate it, we know that physically speaking, he didn't die. But there was a broken relationship between Adam and God. There was no relationship the way it used to be before. Now, that when we are represented, as Paul tells us, in one man, all died. We were separated to God in our nature. When we come to this world, before we make the decision to accept Christ in our life, we were separated to God. There was no way where we can approach God unless we come according to God provide the way. Now, God has a way that he has provided for men to approach him. No matter how good attention you may have, no matter how sincere you are, but you must come according to God provide the way. Amen. Now, if you look at the people in the Old Testament, in Genesis chapter 11, they have a good idea. They wanted to reach where God was. They say, let's build a tower. They have a desire inside of them, that they knew that there's someone that is above us, but let's build something that we can reach where God is. But that God could not honor it, because it never been God provide the way.
That's right.
God never provide the way that people should meet him that way. No. God has a provide the way that he wants to meet with the people. But sometimes we have our own way. We think that Christianity is the way things that God should accept that. But God has a way that he can accept that. And the only way that he can accept that is that a journey of a three stage.
That's right.
We must go through that journey. There's nobody that can escape it. Because it's not possible for you to come at a resurrection if you never received the life while you were living here. And when you receive that life, there's something that happened to your life. There's a change that comes inside of your life. There's a change that comes on your behavior. There's a change that comes in the way of speaking. There's a change that comes in corner of your life. Something happened because there's a change from death unto life. From Adam unto Christ, a change must be visible. Now everybody must see that change. That many times where we fall is not coming to church, but to have that life inside of us, to be able to manifest the life of Christ. But yet he has make it available for us. That's why he showed us, he has make everything available to us. That's why Elijah, now with Elisha, he said to him, you have some asked something great. That was the Holy Spirit. So you have asked something great. He said, but if you want it, stay with me. And let's cross Jordan together. Once we cross Jordan together, and when you see me going up, you will receive my mantle from there. And you'll be able to do the same thing as I. Now we see that the same thing happened with the disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. They accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. And they went to the upper chamber now. And there, what was it? They were dying to themselves. It was killing themselves. They were crossing the Jordan now. They want to die. They want to make sure that everything is gone. There's nothing that remains here. Because this nature that we are born with, it, the Adamic nature, we hate a lot of things from our parents. We come with them from Adam. We come with them from our father. It comes inside of our gene. Those things, that's what God needs, a change in the life. Something has to happen. Now, sanctification, where we die completely from our own mind, where we die completely from everything that is contrary to the word of God, that where we accept willingly to be led by the Holy Spirit, that God shall lead us, our mind, our way of doing things will have no way anymore, and Christ will be the Lord of our life. That is something that is very important. Coming to church is important, but sanctification is a great thing. That is something very important in the life of every Christian. Because that's the only way that you're going to have access to come from there. That we know that the message church, we believe in the message, and God has provided a way for us to come to the first resurrection. But that is not enough. Because it's not a group work, it's an individual work. Amen. It's a work that we're working, you and Christ, me and Christ. Not that you are depending on someone else. No, it has to change. It must move from the God of you, Father, the God of you, Uncle, and He become you, God. And something has to take place. You must be sanctified by the word of God. And everything has to change because it's not possible to receive the life of Christ while we seal ourselves in the throne. That's why He said, the overcome will sit with me in my throne. Amen. And the prophet tells us that the first thing to overcome is to overcome yourself. Before I can overcome anybody else, I must overcome myself. Amen. You can't overcome anybody else without overcoming yourself. He said the problem with Jacob, it wasn't his brother. The problem was with himself. That he must overcome himself, not his brother. He tried to push the things to his brother, but it wasn't the problem there. The problem that was the nature that was inside of him. That's why God, when he came at him, didn't ask him, he said, Jacob, what is the problem with your brother? He asked him, what is your name? And when he says his name, God find that the wrong was with his name. And the prophet said, my first enemy is the name Branham. That's my first enemy. Now, your first enemy and my first enemy is not our brother, is not our sister, is ourselves. Right. Now, that's the first thing to deal with it. If the trouble is ourselves, not with someone else. Now, Jacob, he has first to wrestle with the Lord before he could be blessed. He must accept to die from his own nature. That nature that brings trouble to his life. That the nature that he has to die with it. And he has to die completely. Everything has to be gone, separated completely, before he could be blessed from the Lord. That it has to be a sanctification. You must be sanctified first. And we see that sanctification is clean and put aside. Then later on, the life will come inside of the heart. And at the day of the resurrection now, when the trumpet, the voice of the archangel shall sound, you shall be able to come from there. It doesn't mean that everybody that has come to the message church will go to the rapture. We don't discourage. The prophet was asked the question and he answered the same thing. He said, I'm not saying that everybody here will go to the rapture. But God has ministered the resource for the people who wanted to go to the rapture. God has provided everything. It's up to us to take those resources. It's up to us to accept that our nature to die completely from that nature and be able to receive the gem of life that God has ordained for you and I before the foundation of the world. Because we were in God's mind. And that's why we have to go back to God. Resurrection is bringing the same thing to life. We were in God's mind before. But because of the fall of Adam now, God has to make a way to bring us back to his mind. God has to bring us back to the stage where we were before. Because we were in God's mind. The prophet said we were in the form of theophany. That where we were in the image of God. That when we bypass and come the way of this body, that must be finished one day. And Paul tells us, even this earthly tabernacle is dissolved. There's another one that is waiting for you and I. There's another body that is waiting for you and I. But to go at that body, it takes perfection. And perfection only comes by three stage journey. That's the way the perfection comes. That's the way the life of Christ comes to the human soul. It's only true things. When we put aside our own way of doing things, when we put aside, we stop ourselves from everything that is contrary to the word of God, from worldly things, from worldly music, from worldly dressing, from worldly talking, and we are sanctified now, then we will be able to receive that life. There's a price to be paid there. And that price, nobody can pay for you. You must be willing to pay that price. Because sometimes, because of that, this nature that you are born in, there's things that we don't want to separate with them quickly. Because of this nature. Because we are born in that. But God can't fill us with the Holy Spirit until everything is dead completely. Amen. And it's rotten and completely dead. Then the new life can come. Because the prophet said when you put a seed to the ground, the seed must die first. And rotten inside there for the new life to come. Something has to take place. But we can ask for something else. But the probably most important things, the purpose of us coming here to church, the purpose of us believing the message, because we want to live 1,000 years with Christ. That's the purpose. If it wasn't the purpose, you will be able to enjoy your life, because if there's nothing at the end of the road, why giving you life for something else? But we believe that the life doesn't end with this physical life that we are in. There's life after this life. And this life, it's been witnessing through our faith. And you know, you accept that, no. Beyond this life, the scripture shows us, the prophet beyond the curtain of time, he shows us that there's a reality, there's another life beyond this life. And Christ with his people, he spoke to them, the last with his disciple in John chapter 14. He says, if you believe in God, believe also in me. I'm going to prepare a place for you. Now he spoke more, the prophet says, it is spoken more of his second coming than of his first coming in the Bible. Because everything to do, Christianity is based in three things: death, burial, and the resurrection. Now Paul tells us that if there's no resurrection now, all we are miserable people. And we aim for the resurrection. We are not here for money's sake. We are not here for something else. We are here for the resurrection of our soul. We want to be sure that even this body we finish with it. But we will be able to come when the saints in Christ will come for the first resurrection. That's the important thing. But the only way that you can come out from there, it's only when you are sealed with the Holy Spirit. If there's no Holy Ghost, you won't be able to come out from there. But sometimes we think that the Holy Ghost is just come to church, it's finished. No, but we see that it takes death for the Holy Spirit to come inside of our life. But we never like those kind of preaching. We never like something that has to deal with our life. We want something that is to do with the blessing. But if it's something that has to come and deal with our soul, we'll never be able to welcome it. But that's the way of going out of the resurrection. It's the way of death, because you can't come out from there without dying first. That's the principle and the life, the new life, which is the life of Christ when it comes, it's something happen. When the life of Christ comes, something happens, something different change totally in our life. There's something new that comes, because there's a fruit that comes with the life of Christ. And we must get that life here. That's why Jesus Christ, he say himself, don't worry too much about this body, because it will pass away. He said, don't worry about, do not
worry about the one who can. Let's go to Matthew chapter 10 and show the importance of the soul. Jesus says that don't worry too much about the one who can kill this body, but worry about the one who can kill both the body and the soul. And the only person that can do it, it's God alone. Now, Matthew chapter 10, 28. And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul. Now we know that there is people who are able to kill the body, but they are not able to kill the soul. Now the devil, sometime, he can kill the body, but is not able to kill the soul. Because the soul must live until the white throne judgment. After the 1,000 years is expired, every soul of people must raise again, and they must give an account to what they did with their life. Now, it is that Jesus telling us now that he says, fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Both soul and body in hell. But God doesn't want you and I, our soul, to go to hell. He has provided everything that we need. And the prophet said that God will do everything to stop you not going to hell. But if you go into hell, because you are willing to go there. But God will minister all the resources that needed for you and I not to go at the second resurrection. God ministered the message of the hour. And he gave us the revelation of the scripture that you and I will be able to escape the second death with the death of the soul. The second death where it will be crying there. And it will be there a lake of fear, of fire, that you and I, we don't need to have to take part of it. But while we are alive, while God has given us a chance, the prophet say it's lamp trimming time now. It's time to make sure that we have the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit doesn't come by the way of our emotion. It doesn't come by the way of our cessation. The Holy Spirit comes when you do things according to God provide the way. That's when the Holy Spirit comes. It doesn't come the way we feel. No, I feel. I have it. But you must set your life. Did you went through the 3 stages of the journey? Because if you never went there, the Holy Spirit will never come. It has to be empty first before God could fill it. And that's the only things that will give you and I assurance that at that day of the first resurrection, we will be able to come from there. When we die, we fill with the Holy Spirit. Because that's the life, that's the gem of life of God inside of us. Now you can't emphasize how people can desperate for getting the Holy Spirit, and it will change the life. The prophet say, you can sit down with someone for 5 minutes, you will know that he has the Holy Ghost or he doesn't have the Holy Ghost. Because the Spirit can tell. Because many times our words sometimes are deceiving. We speak something else, but inside of the heart is something else. But our act, the way we do things, is sure that we have the Holy Spirit or we don't have it. Because the Holy Spirit is the person of Christ living himself in the life of you and in my life. And the only way it comes is the same thing. If you bring back to the Old Testament, there was outer quarter, there was the inner quarter, and there was the holiest of holies. Where there was the Holy Spirit there, where the dry stick of Aaron was able to bring forth at one day, in 1 hour, you could eat fruit from it. Because it was at the right place. Now those fruit, it must be manifesting inside of our life. Because you will wonder, have the Holy Spirit, and the fruit of the Holy Spirit is not manifested. It's something to ask yourself a question. It's not possible. Something has to happen. Once we are filled with the Holy Spirit, we will feel comfortable to shake one another's hand. There will be no problem for you to shake your brother or your sister's hand. But if there's no Holy Spirit there, something is going wrong. Because that is not the Spirit of God. Where the Spirit of God is, there's a liberty. Where the Spirit of God is, there's a peace. Where the Spirit of God is, all the evil thinking, all the malice, everything against one another is gone. Because God is taking control of the heart. Something has happened. Now when I see Brother David, I will feel happy to shake a hand with him. Because I have the Holy Spirit. There was no possible with someone with the Holy Spirit. And they can't be able to love his brother. It's not possible. Because the scripture says, if you don't love God's children, how can you love God that you can't see? Right. Something wrong somewhere. The experience of the Holy Spirit is not yet there. No matter what you can claim, no matter what is the outside emotion, but the reality is the acid test. The prophet says, if you want to know who is the son is, if I want to know if Boaz is really my son, it's the blood test that is going to tell that he's my son or he's not my son. That the only things that can tell that we are the children of God is the blood test. And that blood test is the test of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit in your life and in my life will tell if we belong to God. And the prophet say, how you will know it? He said, by the fruit that it will bring to your life. Now he said, that the way you will know that you got the Holy Spirit. And if you look the person that you used to be last year, and you see the same person, and you must know that the Holy Spirit is not there. And if you see that, no, I used to do this, and something happened here, and you know that the Holy Spirit is inside of me. Not emotion. Now we have to move from the world of other things, because these things, it's very important, is to do with our resurrection. It's the life of God must be inside of us. The resurrection will not come by how many times you come to church or how good I preach. It will only come when the gem of life is inside of my soul. When Christ is living in me, that from that time that the Holy Spirit will come inside of me. And the Holy Spirit will make you able to submit yourself to under authority of someone that is above you. That is the Holy Spirit. That the Holy Spirit in the life of someone, it's a gentleman, the prophet say. When someone is filled with the Holy Spirit, it's different than the one that is not filled with the Holy Spirit. Now we see that everybody is expecting it. But we see that not everybody that is expecting the resurrection, the first resurrection, that will come at the first resurrection. No, there's a select group of the people. But you and I, we have given the privilege to believe the message, to receive Eliezer of our time, that we shall be able to come at the resurrection. You see, that we shall be able to come at the first resurrection, that we shall be able to bypass the judgment. That will make us able to bypass the judgment. That will make our soul line up with the scripture. When that voice of the archangel that come, even I die today, I'm not there. I'm going with assurance because I know that I have the voice of the archangel inside of me. There's a deep, that calling to the deep. Because the prophet gave an example. If we doubt it, you can't be able to see Christ. And he was giving an example of a certain young boy. And that young boy, they found him that he was eating a bicycle pedal. And he was eating that material there. And they find what's going on with this young guy. Why is he eating these things? Why is he eating these kind of things? And they brought him to the doctor. When they brought the young man to the doctor, they checked. They said the same chemical, the same thing that was inside of that bicycle pedal was missing inside of the life of that boy. That's why he was eating that thing. You see, there's a deep calling to the deep. It can't happen just from nowhere. If it happened for you to act in certain way, that is not the way of the scripture. You must be that there's a deep calling to the deep. There's the word inside of you, the world. that is calling, that is making you to eat from which is not the word of God. But if there's God inside of the heart, no, you can only eat from what is the word of God. And the reality of the life of Christ will be able inside of you. But if we are able to mix up, because the prophet say a Christian is a dove, and a dove, he doesn't eat any kind of food. No, he only eat the right food. He doesn't go to the bin and eat. But there is a certain bird also in the kind of, in the family of the dove, which is the crown, that he ate even from the bin. He can eat good food and he can eat the dirty food. And the prophet said a Christian is not like that. Now, if we are able to go and eat in our old nature and thinking that we are Christian, no, we are not yet Christian. We are in the process to be Christian. Now, you see that for us to sacrifice that old nature, it worth a lot. Because the reward that is for us, that is store for you and I, it's greater than of this world. The reward that is for us, it's greater than of this world. Now, it's worth a lot for us to take out our unforgiveness from inside of our heart, because someone that has already experienced a pardon is able to pardon. That's what the prophet says. There's nobody that experienced a pardon that's not able to pardon. No, if you have experienced a pardon, because Jesus proved it in the scripture, that he, when someone is experiencing pardon, he's able to pardon his brother. Now, and he says now, these people that will come at the resurrection, a great privilege that we're given unto them is that they will be judged. They will be able even to judge the angels. They'll be able to judge the angel, that you and I, because of the privilege that you were given to us, to come at the resurrection, we will be able to judge the angels. Now, if we are able to judge the angel, then we must be able to judge one another. That's why Paul says, let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Paul gives very good quote. He says that we be able, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, that he show us that we will be able even to judge the angels. That we must be able to judge one another right. Because if that takes place, that will be able. If you are not able to judge one another right, how will you be able to judge the angels? It won't be possible. And Paul says, 1 Corinthians 6, he said, there, any one of you, having matter against another, go to law before unjust and not before the saints. Do you not know that the saints shall judge the world? If the world shall be judged by you, and are ye unworthy to judge the smallest matters, know ye not that we shall judge angels? How much more things that pertain to this life? You see that we will be able to judge even the angels. That in our own little judgment to one another, I should be able to judge by judge right. Because if I'm given a privilege to judge the angel and I can't judge my brother right, how will I be able to judge the angel? It's not possible. And we come down to the same, a journey of three stages. We have to go at justification, sanctification, and the baptism of the Holy Spirit. That it brings the life of Christ inside of our soul. Those things is not a joke thing. It's death to ourselves. We have to die completely to our own way, to our own feeling, to our own way of seeing things. We have to die because the privilege is given to us to come at the first resurrection. But we must be willing to pay the price. Because Christ said, you must, if anybody come after me, he must accept, he must deny himself. And take his cross and follow me. And the cross also is a part of dying to yourself. Because Christ was willing to go through stage journey, that he should die for you and I to come to life, that he shall give his life for your sake and my sake, not for his own good, but for you and I. And we must be able, we must be willing to give our life if we are the one that will be able to judge the world. Because it's for us. We are the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the bride is not going to the tribulation. The tribulation is for the harlot and and the prostitute. It's not for you and I. We have given a privilege that we will be able to escape the tribulation period. And when the tribulation will happen, we are already in the palace. We are already there in the rapture with our bridegroom. We will not see tribulation. That is something that is very important. When I was meditating upon the scripture, I can't take myself away from it. That it, no matter what it takes for me to have what God wants me to come at the first resurrection, I'm willing to pay the price. Because that's the point of me being a Christian. I don't want to be a Christian and be finding myself after believing this message for years and years and finding myself at the judgment, at the throne of judgment. I don't want to come at the white throne of judgment. And that judgment will not be easy at all. And before you could get to that judgment, you have to go first through the tribulation period. And the tribulation period is not a pleasant thing to go. If you look at Revelation chapter 6, the way the Bible describes the tribulation period, you will not like to go through it. But the only way that can escape you, because the scripture will show us in Matthew 25, the only way that can make you escape, when you have the oil in your lap. Because the parable was given in Matthew 25, it didn't say that they were not sanctified. They were sanctified. Not the second stage of the journey, but the third part of the journey. Because all them, they were virgin. And the prophet says the virgin means sanctified. They were pure, but they were missing something. Five of them has oil, and the other one didn't have oil. And the oil is the Holy Spirit. And that's why the prophet says in the spoken word, the rapture, he says it's lamp trimming time. We must make sure that we have died to ourselves and we are able to receive the gem of life. That the purpose of us believing this message is not something easy. It's not something pleasure. No, it's something that comes to shape us. It is something that comes to take all the dirty things and to bring us to the image of Christ. Because it's a message of a token. And before you could have a token, you must be circumcised first. See that it has to happen first. Because those Hebrew children, before even they get there to the time of Moses, they went first, they knew by the law that everybody must be circumcised. And the prophet says the circumcision is cutting the excess of the flesh in the body of man. And in the spiritual one, it's cutting all the things that are not of God inside of our soul, and allow God to dwell inside of us. And God is the agapao love. That's why the prophet says to his wife, he said to Sister Meda, when they were speaking on the sixth seal, and the Sister Meda was speaking about what's going to happen in the heaven, and he says, no, who will be your wife? Because I know that hope was very jealous. What is going to happen there in heaven? And the prophet asked her a good question. He says, Meda, what will happen if a woman, ill-famed woman, come to me today and give me a hug? And what will be your reaction? And Sister Meda says, no, I'll be jealous. And the prophet says, I see. But what will happen now if the same woman did the same thing to the Lord Jesus Christ? And she said, I will feel good. He said, now, Meda, it takes more than filial love for you to get there. What makes you to feel that to me? It's because of the filial love. But it needs the agapao love for you to get there. And it's there, there will be no marriage. There'll be nothing such as having children or whatever. There'll be no tiredness. Because we're changing from this body, which is the mortal body, and we step into immortality body, which is the body word, the logo, that we are getting in. But getting onto that body word, it takes the agape love. Because the prophet, when he went there, he said, nothing could enter him. He said, the voice come out to me. He said, only the perfect love that he could enter him. And the perfect love cast all fears. We will not have a fear one another. He said, maybe if I approach Brother Francois, he will say this. No. If there's a perfect love, you approach me, I'm wrong. I will say, sorry, I'm sorry. Oh, if there's perfect love, there's no fear there. But where there's a filial love, that way you will see that Sister Maida was able to manifest those kind of life. But we have know that once someone is filled with the Holy Spirit, once someone has that Spirit of God, now that agape love come inside there. Because God is love. That's why he gave his life for you and I. That he should take our place. That he has sin that was separate from God. We should find a way back to God. That we should find a way back to eternal life. That something must happen in our relationship on dealing with our wife, dealing with our husband, dealing with our brethren and sisters. It has to be a matter of the agape love. If there's no agape love, we would not be able to bear to one another. It's not possible. Because all of us, we are human beings. Living in this body is not yet redeemed. I will make a mistake. You will make a mistake. But it takes the love of God, the agape love, to cover the multitude of sin. And that love only can come, not through emotion, but through the genuine baptism of the Holy Spirit. Because that's the life of Christ coming inside of our heart. And that's the same love that Christ was able to weep. That he was able when he was before the tomb of Lazarus. And that agape love moved inside of him. He said, no, death had did something wrong. His beloved one wanted him back to life. That he was able to mourn. And because of that, Lazarus was able to come to life. The only way you can save me, the only way I can save you, is through the agape love. Not dealing with me in a harsh way, not me dealing with you in a harsh way, it will not save anything. Because only love that can win someone. And that love only comes by the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And where there is love, love covers the multitude of sins. Now we see that the only way that we come out from there and be able to get all the promise that God has given to us, we must go through a three-stage journey. And the prophet, you can't escape it. Even the people of Old Testament, when they were filled with the Holy Spirit, that Ethiopian man, he went to the water because he knew that one step was missing. It has to be complete. And it's what hindered me to be baptized. And they put him in the water. Because all the three must be together. God is perfect in the three. All those three stages has to work together. And when we come to this place, we don't come here for joke. We don't come here for our own business. If it was our own business, everybody will find himself at work or somewhere else. But we come here because we want to make sure. The prophet says at the day of the judgment, the harlot will not be disappointed. She will not be disappointed because she already knows that she's going to face the judgment. But the one that will be disappointed is those denomination guys. It's those people who are not filled with the Holy Spirit. Because when they found themselves, the rapture's already taken place and they are not there. And maybe someone will come into church and find, where's the saints? But the saints are not there. They already went to the rapture. And that person will be disappointed because he think or she think that she's going to make it. But she didn't have what it takes to make to the rapture. And what it takes to make to the rapture is the gem of life inside of our life. It's the gem of the life of God inside of us. No matter what we can do, but if that thing is not inside of us, we can know many quotes and everything. That thing must be there. That the most important things, the Holy Spirit must be inside of our soul. Not only outside, not in our spirit, but inside of our soul. Because when everything is right here, all the saints come and pray up. We can all feel good. We can all feel under anointing. But the reality of things is, when we leave this place and go to our different home, the life that we live there, it tells exactly if we are filled with the Holy Spirit or not. The Christian life here, everybody will confirm all of us holy. But what happened now when we go outside of this place? Do we live the life of the message? Now, you can't manufacture it. The only way that it can come, it's by the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit, God has made it available for you and available for me. That's why the scripture says, let me finish with some scripture. Revelation chapter 20. Because this is a great scripture for you and I. God has provided a way that we can expect, escape everything. And he says, and the heart, Revelation 20, 6, and say, blessed and holy is he that has a part in the first resurrection. On a such, the second death has no power. But they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. But that is your hope and my hope. That is your reward and my reward. And God has provided something for us. That this life that we are living in, it's worth a lot for us to put it aside. No matter how attractive things of this world are, no matter how attractive other things are, but we found that it has a short time in this life. And you find yourself, I remember myself, when I came here, I was taking the other day with Brother George. I say, when I come here, I was 25, almost 25 years old. And later on, I find myself 39 years old. And starting seeing gray hair coming on my beard and coming on my hair. See, the life moving very fast, then you can't realize it. And tomorrow, another 10 years, 11 years, you go 50. And say that, what did I did in all the time that God has given unto me? And you don't want to die in that condition. You want to make sure that before death will strike me, will strike my body, I want to be able to have the Spirit of God in me. And the prophet finished with a quote from the token, 1964. And he said to Brother Neville and the church, and he said to the deacon, he said, we have come long enough to church. But this is the time to make sure that the token is on display. Because sometime something was fixing to happen. The prophet said, we have come long enough to church. But this is the time that we must make sure that the gem of the life of God is on display. That the gem of the life of God is inside of us. Because the angel of death is passing. We can feel the air passing. That there is something is fixing to happen now. Things that are happening in this world. Things that are happening all around the world. You can see that something is fixing to happen. That's why the prophet called it, it's lamp trimming time. We must make sure that we fill our lamp with oil. Let's stand and ask the song leader to come and give us a song before we enter to a time of prayer.
Of God, all is fair. je saigne une fois ma barre et cause en mercy whispers of love.
Oh,
this is my story. This is my song.
Let's all bow our head. Let's all speak to the Lord, asking Him to fill us with the Holy Spirit. That what take for us to come at the first resurrection, and God has made everything available for us through the message of the hour, through the Bible. He has given us everything that we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. When we finish praying, we will ask Brother Maxwell to come and close with a word of prayer. As we ask Brother Maxwell to come and close us with a word of prayer.
Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you once again, Lord, that you have made good your promise to us.
Yes, Lord.
That where two or three are gathered together in your name,
yes, Lord,
you will be in their midst.
Yes.
Lord, we came here this evening. We have really felt your presence, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And Father, we thank you. We bless you, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we thank you that we have the proof of the resurrection.
Yes, Lord.
Because there is an empty tomb, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we thank you, God, that your word has come with that power, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we know how by one man's offense, yes, death reigned in our bodies.
Yes, Lord.
But by your abundance grace,
yes, Lord,
and the resurrection that is through Christ Jesus, oh, now life reigns in our members,
Amen.
Lord. So, Father, we say thank you, God.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, you have made good to your promise to us.
Yes, Lord.
That you will not leave us comfortless.
Mm.
And you send a comforter to us.
Mm.
And Lord, the comforter is here.
Yes,
Lord. All through the message of the hour.
Amen.
And so, Lord, we say thank you, God.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, our prayer that, Lord, each and every one will be baptized by the power of the Holy Ghost, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we surrender ourselves to the Lord.
Mm.
If there are anything the Lord have been hindrances, Lord, we pray for your mercies, O God.
Please, Lord.
The Lord Jesus, our whole members, Lord, will be surrendered to the power of the Holy Ghost.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we know the Spirit that raised you from the dead.
Mm.
And the scripture says, if that Spirit dwelleth in us, yeah, it will quicken our members, Lord.
Yeah.
Father, we need that quickening power, Lord,
yes, Lord,
to quicken us from any dead condition that is in our lives.
Yes,
Lord. Father, we thank you, God. Tonight, Lord, you have really spoken to us.
Yes, Lord.
And we thank you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we need the baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Yes, Lord.
Help us, Lord Jesus, that each and every one of God will be baptized in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we thank you for our precious brother. Oh, Lord, as you have used him, oh God, tonight,
yes,
Lord, it has been a blessing to the church, Lord.
Amen.
And we say thank you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, even as we live here, Father, we know that we go with these words, with this message that we have heard.
Yes,
Father, as we carry it along, Lord, let it be a life unto us.
Yes,
so that the fruits of them will be seen, oh God.
Amen.
That we will be bearing the fruits, Lord.
Yes,
because
Lord,
it is by our fruits that, Lord, we glorify you.
Yes.
And so, Lord, we thank you. We give you the glory.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, grant us once again, gentleness is back.
Please,
that, Lord, when we get into even our best, Lord, oh, Father, we pray that you open visions, Lord, unto
yes,
us.
Lord.
For us to see things that, Lord, the ordinary eye cannot see. Or to hear things, oh, Lord, that the ordinary ear cannot even hear.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Lord, that's our prayer for tonight, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And if you tarry, Lord Jesus, tonight, oh, let us see the beginning of another day.
Yes, Lord.
So that we will continue, Lord Jesus, in our strive towards the kingdom of God,
yes,
Lord. We bless you, Lord. We give you the glory. Father, thank you, Lord Jesus. As even we remember our pastor and family, oh Lord, tonight, Lord, bless them. And as many of that were not able to come with very good reasons, Lord,
yes, Lord,
bless them wherever they are. Let them receive the same portion that we
please,
have
Lord,
received tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ,
yes, Lord,
we thank you with all thanksgiving, Lord. Bless our precious brother as you've used him. The virtues that are gone, Lord, replenish them once again.
Please,
let it be overflowing. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thanks. We sing the chorus of the Lord. We sing the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
What I want to be, but I want to be. No. most grace, the black and the white, Lord, I must keep pace with His ways. Choice is yours, one you feed the most. He who began a good work in you is faithful to finish, His word is true. And your heart, Lord, have your way. Oh, I'm not what I ought to be. I'm pressing for the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus, for I want to be God wants me to be. I'm changing my life now that Christ is in, a picture of Him we can clearly see. More I want to die, I must decrease, Christ myself for it. You I live and I'll only serve. I'll give you me, Lord, you really deserve your way. Hold on before time. Oh, I'm not what I ought to be. I'm not what I want to be. Not what I used to be. I'll keep pressing for the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. To be God wants me to be.